Now let's move on to component number two of the strategic messaging formula. Now that we've created our identity, I want to show you exactly what your marketing content is supposed to look like. Believe it or not, the process of creating an effective strategic marketing program is actually scientific. You've been taught to believe that marketing is an art, that you need a team of creative people to invent funny, quirky, or entertaining, or other types of creative content to use in your advertising and marketing. But this is simply not the case. Years ago, there was a marketing acronym called AIDA, A-I-D-A. It stood for Attention, Interest, Desire, Action. In Rich Harshaw's book called Monopolize Your Marketplace, Rich updated this formula and called it the marketing equation. Both of these systems worked well for years, and they still do. However, in today's internet age, with so much information being disseminated online, and with incredible software tools available to all of us, along with our own testing in the Strategic Marketing Consultants Network, we have refined this system even further. We call this scientific method for creating comprehensive marketing systems the Strategic Messaging Formula. And we use it exclusively with the Strategic Marketing Consultants Network to generate industry-leading results for all of our customers, no matter their industry. Ultimately, the goal of the Strategic Messaging Formula is to cause your customers and prospects to draw this important conclusion that you've heard several times already. I would have to be completely crazy to work with anyone else but you, no matter the price. Don't you want your customers and prospects to be thinking that way? Of course you do. So let me show you how this works. The Strategic Messaging Formula, or SMF for short, has five components. Let me introduce you to them really quick. First is capture. This means that you must first capture your market's attention. It's pretty obvious, I know, but it's not as easy to pull off as people think. And furthermore, it's done wrong more often than it's done right. You'll learn how in just a minute. The second component is connect. This means that once you have captured your prospect's attention, you must connect with them on an emotional level. You have to hold on to their attention by connecting on a hot button that is important and relevant to them. You have to make them feel like important and relevant information is going to be delivered to them. Information that will help them make the best decision possible. In short, you will be helping them to facilitate the decision-making process. The third component is educate. Now that you've connected with your prospect on an emotional level, you must give them enough quality information to make them feel like they can make an informed decision about how to solve their problem or gain a needed benefit. Again, you do this by giving your prospect enough quality information to address their emotional need. Remember, the component is called educate. So you're educating them. This step is ultra critical, and it turns the sale from an emotional sale to a logical one. The fourth component is incentivize. In this step, you have to give your prospect an incentive to take the next step in the buying process. This is often accomplished by giving your prospect an offer to get a free marketing tool of some sort, like a special report, a video, a series of videos, an audio program, or anything like that. However, you don't always have to give away a marketing tool. Often you can give them a coupon, an exclusive discount, a special limited opportunity, or any other low-risk, high-value offer. Whatever it is, just remember you're incentivizing your prospect. You're simply getting them to take the next step in the buying process. The fifth and final component is automate. This simply means that now that your prospects are connected with you in the marketing system, you must create content to automate the follow-up process. Companies and individuals are notoriously bad about following up. Fortunately, software is available today to assist this process. Even then, the software will not give you the best bang for your buck if you don't properly craft your message in the follow-up sequence. I'm going to show you exactly how to accomplish this in the next few tracks. The acronym for the strategic messaging formula is CCEIA: capture, connect, educate, incentivize, and automate. Remember the acronym, and you won't forget the process. It's a proven formula for success. It's a scientific approach to marketing that is based on human nature, and when properly executed, drives your prospects and customers to this conclusion. Go ahead and say it with me. I'd have to be absolutely crazy to work with anyone else but you, no matter the price. So let's break down each component of the strategic messaging formula. But before I break down the five components of the strategic messaging formula, I need to give you a quick lesson in modern studies in neurological science. Don't worry, this is not going to be that technical. Even though I might use some big scientific words, and yes, this is incredibly important when it comes to marketing. Understanding what I'm about to share with you is basically going to be the big difference as to whether or not you just get by like everyone else in the marketplace, or if you completely dominate your market. So pay attention. This is some important stuff. Now, the first big scientific term I need to introduce you to is the reticular activating system, or the RAS for short. The reticular activating system is basically a part of your brain that controls certain functions of your consciousness. More specifically, the RAS is a loose network of neurons and neurofibers running through the brainstem. These neurons connect with other various parts of the brain. The functions of the reticular activating system are many and varied. Studies actually show that it contributes to the control of sleep, walking, sex, eating, and even elimination. But the most important function of the RAS is its control of your consciousness. You see, it is believed that the RAS, or reticular activating system, controls your functions of sleep, wakefulness, and your ability to consciously focus attention on something. Additionally, the RAS acts as a filter, dampening down the effect of repeated stimuli like loud noises, which allows you to focus and helps you to prevent your senses from being overloaded. So what in the world does this have to do with marketing? Well, everything. Think about what I just described here about your own brain. There is actually a part of your brain that filters out what to pay attention to and what to disregard, and it's called the reticular activating system. So it should be obvious that your goal in marketing is to make your prospect's reticular activating system your best friend. You want their RAS to pay attention to you, your company, your products and services, and to disregard everything else. It's a pretty simple goal, but making that happen isn't necessarily easy. I am going to teach you exactly how to do it when we walk through the strategic messaging formula, and then you'll understand much better about how and why the strategic marketing program is a scientific approach to marketing as opposed to a creative approach. Before I can explain how to make your prospect's RAS, and from now on I'm just going to simply call the reticular activating system the RAS, to be your best friend, I need to explain a little something more about your brain. Specifically, we need to talk about alpha brainwaves and beta brainwaves. Seriously. Scientists have discovered that your brain is made up of billions of brain cells called neurons, and that these neurons actually communicate with one another using electricity. This electric communication can actually be detected and measured with a piece of medical equipment called an electroencephalograph, or EEG, which was invented by Dr. Hans Berger. Researchers noted that this electrical brain activity operates in a rhythm, or a wave, and that these brain waves actually correspond with certain known functions of everyday life. The two types of brain waves that are relevant to us are alpha brain waves and beta brain waves. Now, alpha brain waves are measured when you are calm, relaxed, and in a normal state of awareness. In other words, you're not really paying close attention to any one thing. This is your brain's automatic mode of performing everyday regular tasks without any real conscious effort. For this reason, I call alpha brainwaves auto mode, since these brainwaves allow you to function on autopilot. For example, have you ever driven to work and not paid any attention to where you were going, but miraculously you got to work? How? Because your brain automatically took you there without any conscious effort. On a conscious level, you might have been listening to the radio, shaving, munching down on a breakfast sandwich, or whatever it is that you do. Maybe you were even talking on your cell phone, using a speakerphone or some other hands-free device, of course, or just whatever it is that you do. Your brain is automatically driving you to work. Thank God for this autopilot mode of consciousness, because it allows us to function very well. However, think about what this means in terms of marketing. You see, your prospects might see or hear your ad with their eyes and ears, but not actually pay attention to it. Think about all forms of media, whether it's print, TV, TV, internet, or whatever. The vast majority of ads get lost because they're only seen on the alpha level, meaning your brain didn't really pay attention to it. Remember the invisible gorilla we talked about earlier? Yep, alpha brainwaves shut them out of your view because you were paying attention to something else. Alpha brainwaves, or what I like to call auto mode, is pretty easy to understand. Let's move on to beta brainwaves, or what we call conscious mode. Now, beta brainwaves kick in when you are thinking logically, or feeling stressed, or feeling intense. It's your brain state of active mental engagement, or its intentional consciousness. You've got beta brainwaves moving when you're trying to solve difficult math problems, or when you're driving through a thunderstorm on slippery roads, or you're inching toward the edge of your seat as a movie you're watching is starting to come to a climax, or when you're plotting world domination. What? You don't ever plot world domination? Just teasing. But seriously, you need to understand that beta brainwaves, or what we call conscious mode, is when your brain is paying attention. The point in all of this, and I hope that this is obvious now, is to snap your prospects out of auto mode into conscious mode. We need to get the brainwaves out of alpha rhythm into beta rhythm. Fortunately for you, there are scientific ways to make this happen. It's not as complicated as you think. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, street performers and pickpockets have used it to their advantage for years. They have learned how to get people to focus on one thing while they pick your pockets or steal your watch or amaze you with some card trick. It looks cool, but understand they can only do these tricks because they are taking advantage of your brain's level of consciousness. Now I want to show you a scientific method for using this to your advantage as you develop a marketing system. In short, all you have to do to get your prospects out of auto mode into beta conscious mode is to get the attention of the RAS. Remember, that's the reticular activating system. The RAS is constantly on the lookout on a subconscious level 24 hours a day, even while you're sleeping, for things that fall into one of these three categories. Number one, things that are familiar. Number two, things that are unusual. Number three, things that are problematic. Got it? So whenever their RAS detects any of these things on a subconscious level, it sends a message to the conscious side of your brain that basically says, yo, bro, pay attention, or check this out. Now, whatever those things that are familiar, unusual, or problematic, we call them activators. Let me give you some examples of activators in real life. You know, think about when was the last time you bought a new car? Not necessarily a new car, but was new to you. Once you've bought a new car, how often do you see that same kind of car on the road? A lot. You never even noticed it before. What about a new friend? Let's say his name is Fred, who drives a blue Toyota Camry. You may have never noticed that blue Camry ever existed, but now you see them all over town. And every time you see one, your brain forces you to pay close attention and to look to see if it is your friend, Fred, driving that car. Well, that's the reticular activating system at work. Because your new car, or your friend's new car, is familiar to you, that car has become an activator. When your subconscious radar picks one out of the crowd, it pokes the conscious side of the brain and says, yo, bro, check it out. But before that, when that blue Camry wasn't familiar, your brain would just see another sedan on a subconscious level, but it wouldn't notify you of anything. Back before you had met Fred with a blue Camry, the Camry wasn't an activator. Why not? Because it wasn't familiar, unusual, or problematic. You've probably figured out that in order to get your prospects' attention, you just need some activators that are familiar, unusual, or problematic in your ads, and then voila, you win. Well, slow down, Max. Cool your jets. It's not that easy. Let me explain to you the biggest mistake people make in this process because they try to mimic the monkeys who run Madison Avenue. These monkeys usually prefer to use activators that are based on things that are familiar and unusual because they are the easiest things to pull off. For example, have you ever noticed how many animals there are in advertising? Coke uses polar bears. Energizer has a bunny. Aflac has a duck. Merrill Lynch has a bull. Microsoft used to use a butterfly. And Budweiser has frogs and Clydesdales. Hey, even Strategic Marketing Consultants has an eagle. but the reason we have an eagle has nothing to do with it, what I'm talking about here. You'll have to ask me in private why we use an eagle sometime. The point is, most creative agencies use animals because they're likable and familiar and cause your RAS to pay attention. The same thing goes for celebrities. Celebrities are familiar, right? By definition, a celebrity is famous, meaning they are familiar to lots of people. It's true that celebrities add credibility to a product, but more importantly, they capture your attention because the RAS detects something that's familiar and says, "Yo, bro, pay attention." Once you're paying attention, the company is now in a position to sell you something. What about activators based on unusual things? That's the typical junk you see coming out of the creative agencies. They're going to propose that what you need to do is come up with something so strange, so odd, so shocking, or so flat out unusual that it captures your RAS's attention. The bad news is that we've become more and more desensitized to strange things, so the creative monkeys have to create things that are increasingly more strange. What about sexuality in marketing? You've heard that sex sells, right? That's not totally true. You see, sexy things actually capture your attention because it's detected by your RAS, but it doesn't necessarily sell. Quite plainly, using sex is a shameless and distasteful way of capturing your prospect's attention, and is one that we will never use at Strategic Marketing Consultants. So what have we learned here? We've learned about your reticular activating system, or RAS. We've learned about your brain's brainwaves. More specifically, how we must capture the attention of your RAS and cause you to snap out of alpha auto mode and into beta conscious mode. We have also learned that you do this using activators, which are things that are familiar, unusual, or problematic. Now I want to teach you how to find and create the right activators and put this knowledge to work for you in your business.